this week, the Buffalo Bills, and they've got a new coach, Doug Marrone, and they have a new defensive coordinator, which I happen to know personally. He's my old college roommate, Mike Pettine. He's brought that style from the New York Jets to the Buffalo Bills, but they had some struggles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And let's start with the second play of the game right here against the Buccaneers, Bobby Rainey, the running back. And I want to pause it here. Watch Alonzo, Kiko Alonzo, the young rookie linebacker, make a mistake. He tries to jump back door, and Bobby Rainey sees the hole that he vacates, and then he ends up going the distance for a touchdown, and the Buccaneers ended up getting up early in this game, and it really made the Buffalo Bills struggle throughout. Now, Jairus Byrd also had some issues, but when the Buffalo Bills get rolling well, their front plays well, and they play hard. Marcell Dareus, his motor doesn't run all the time. He's a nose tackle, the Alabama grad. But when his motor runs, he's one of the best in the National Football League. As you can see, he throws guys around and makes the stop on Bobby Rainey. Now, Mario Williams is probably in the same category as him. When his motor is going, he's a fantastic player. Now, they have a Pro Bowl safety in the back end, and it's Jairus Byrd, number 31. He's a fantastic player because he has great ball skills. He has 22 career interceptions, and this year he's missed some time, and he still has 4 interceptions. And on this play, all he does is bait McGlennon, the young quarterback, into making a throw. He jumps up underneath, and he makes a big-time play. The secondary is pretty talented. Leotis McKelvin at one corner, and then they have Stephon Gilmore at the other corner. And one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League is Vincent Jackson. And here, Gilmore is matched up against Vincent Jackson. And watch the coverage skills that Gilmore has. Step for step in man coverage down the field. Now, this is his first interception of the year, but the Buffalo Bills, as a team, are second in the National Football League with 18 interceptions. Now, remember I said that they got down early in this ballgame and it put a lot of pressure on E.J. Manuel. And I'm going to pause this because E.J. Manuel is typical of a lot of young quarterbacks. He fumbles the snap. He's got an option underneath. He doesn't identify that. I'm going to let the play run a little bit more. Now his second option is up at the top. He doesn't identify that either. And because his decision-making process has taken some time, look what happens in the pocket. He ends up getting sacked. He was sacked 7 times against the Buccaneers, and he had 4 interceptions, but the 4 interceptions were not all his fault. On this play, E.J. Manuel drops back, and his wide receiver, Stevie Johnson, coming across. Look at Stevie Johnson's eyes. He's looking at the defender instead of the ball. He's worried about getting hit instead of making the catch, and you can tell that that's not the type of play that you want to have, because the Buccaneers end up making this a big-time play for them, and they end up scoring off of this. Now, as a young quarterback, they also make poor decisions reading down the field. At the bottom of the screen, he's got a wide receiver right here, and the corner is going to be playing what is called a trail technique. He plays underneath the wide receiver. And E.J. Manuel, there's the trail technique. He's staying behind because he knows he has a safety over the top. Now, as a young quarterback, you do not make this throw, but that's the type of mistakes that young quarterbacks end up making. This was interception number 4 in the Buccaneers game for E.J. Manuel. Another typical trait of a young quarterback. When they come to the line of scrimmage, sometimes they can't handle the largeness of the game plan. E.J. Manuel's audibling, right? You've got to communicate to all of your guys on the field. Well, he's audibling to the pass. But for some reason, he drops back. His wide receivers don't get the message. They're actually blocking down the field. So the Buffalo Bills are struggling because they have a young quarterback, they're having issues protecting him, and defensively they haven't been consistent enough.